This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century. Co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today, Prime Minister Modi emphasized the need for global cooperation to ensure AI benefits all of humanity.
AI is already reshaping our polity, our economy, our security, and even our society. AI is writing the code for humanity in this century. But it is very different from other technology milestones in human history. AI is developing at an unprecedented scale and speed, and being adopted and deployed even faster.
Mr. Modi also called for making the global partnership for AI more inclusive, ensuring that the Global South's priorities and concerns are addressed. Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives of 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives. Prime Minister Modi lauded the decision to establish the AI Foundation and the Council for Sustainable AI, congratulating the French president for leading these efforts. He assured India's full support in advancing responsible and inclusive AI governance. In a major announcement, the Prime Minister said, India is ready to host the next AI Action Summit. The AI Action Summit in Paris concluded with the adoption of the leader's statement. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the role of business between India and France is expanding as the bilateral relationship matures. Speaking at the inaugural session of the 14th India-France CEO Forum in Paris this evening, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India and France are two nations with a tradition of independent mindsets. Dr. Jaishankar remarked that India and France are moving from a buyer-seller phase towards deeper collaboration. He added that Make in India has opened up new possibilities. President Draupadi Murmu has said that today India has a leading position in the world in terms of education, research, healthcare and manufacturing of medicines in the Yunani system. Inaugurating the two-day international conference on Yunani Day in New Delhi this evening, the president said today the Yunani system of medicine is not used as much in Yunnan, that is Greece, and the countries of Central Asia as it is in India. She expressed happiness that researchers and practitioners associated with the Yunani system are adopting useful aspects of modern methods and technology. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has asserted that the government is focusing on bringing prosperity to the villages along with making agriculture, MSMEs, investment and exports the growth engines. She said that in the Union Budget 2025-26, the emphasis has been laid on increasing agricultural production in the 100 most backward districts in the country. Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karad of the BJP said the fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. Taking part in the discussion, Praful Patel of the NCP expressed confidence that the country will become the third largest economy in the world in the coming years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Country's net direct tax collection exhibited growth of 14.69% year-on-year to over 17,78,000 crore in the current fiscal year. As per the data released by the Central Board of Direct Taxes, the gross direct tax collection increased over 19% in comparison to financial year 2023-24. And India's most accomplished QIist, Pankaj Advani, has once again demonstrated his acumen by securing his 36th overall national title at Indian Snooker Championship and 10th men's snooker crown at the Yashwant Club in Madhya Pradesh. He commanded a 5-1 victory over Brijesh Damani in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.